This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Shock and awe on display, everybody. A library is closing in California, Contra Costa Library. They call it the Antioch branch or something like that. Why? Because people are unsafe. But what's interesting about the story is how it's reported. Here's what they reported in the news. They don't really tell you why, but we're going to dissect it a little bit as we read further into the story. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Excuse me, having trouble catching my breath today. Anyway, here's a clip of how, them explaining it on the news as to why the library is closed.
New this morning, the public library in Antioch is closed until further notice. The Contra Costa County Library System says it's become too dangerous to keep the doors open, at least for now. KTVU's James Torres joins us live in Antioch, where some city leaders are questioning that decision. James, good morning.
Frank, good morning. You know, we've seen some people who've stopped by here this morning who are having some very similar questions to what we're having and asking, why is this library closed? Well, library officials are telling us it's because they have deemed this a little too dangerous to operate. And while they're closed, they are trying to figure out some security measures to figure out how they can continue to operate, trying to look out for their staff and the people who come out here. But the people who do come out here, at least who come out here this morning, say they don't really see why that makes sense. Closed until further notice. The library suddenly making that announcement yesterday, and that it takes effect today. That means if you rely on the internet or other resources here, you won't be able to access it for the unforeseeable future. Now, of course, a lot of questions here. Questions even coming from the mayor of Antioch. A statement offered by Lamar Hernandez-Thorpe saying, in part, no one in the city of Antioch, including the police chief, was informed of any safety concerns by Contra Costa County regarding the library.
All right, everybody. So that was the news report. And they went on to talk about when it's going to reopen. They don't know, blah, blah, blah. But the story is more interesting when you actually get to the text of it. And here's what they say. A library spokesperson told KTVU that crimes, theft, and vandalism against employees and patrons were just the tip of the iceberg. We've also had drug activity and drug use both inside the library and on the library property. This is from Brooke Converse, a spokesperson for the library system. People having sexual intercourse inside the library or on property. This is amazing. In full view, they say, of patrons and staff, we found bullet casings on library property. Antioch's mayor, Lamar Hernandez-Thorpe, criticized, saying he was blindsided by this decision. No one in the city knew, they said. What? There's gambling in the casino. Look, I know it's a library, but it just goes to show you how detached the left are. The police chief didn't know. You're seeing these things happen. Is anybody reporting it? They report it to the librarian or the people, the staff, the security on staff, whoever might be there. I don't know. I haven't been to the library in years, which brings up a whole other question. Should we have these libraries? Kevin, we have to have these public functions and all that. Okay, great. Maybe we do. Let me ask you this. When is the last time you went to the library? We have the library on our phones. Am I right or am I wrong? I know you can't check out every book. You don't get books for free. But if you want information, is it not readily available on your phone? I would think that I'm just going to tell you, as a government bureaucrat, I'd be looking at the real estate of where every library is in America. And like they did with bases, I would start scaling back. What does it take to operate these libraries? I can tell you the last time I went to the library. It just dawned on me. I went to the library in St. Louis. It has to be a decade or more ago. And we got cards, and it's a beautiful building. And you want to know what happens in that building every single day? The minute the doors open, the homeless come in. It's flooded with homeless people. And it is a majestic building. It looks like something like the Parthenon, the one in St. Louis. And every one in these big cities, every one of these majestic libraries are built that way. And I say, look, keep the one. Even if it is a respite for homeless or whatever, keep the one. We went down there one time, Melissa and I, and we gave out McDonald's burgers to the homeless. We were doing some stuff for one of our businesses, our charities. And we gave away burgers. We've given away coats down there. It's a meeting place for that. Fine. I mean, if that's the public service that we provide, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I mean, as long as these people aren't disruptive. And most of them were. Every time I went, it wasn't. And my son had a library card. Melissa, we all had library cards. But that was the last time we went. And I was told by a friend of mine, Kevin, you should show your movie. There's a theater room. I went, there's a theater room. They go, yeah. When you go there, though, it's practically a ghost town. And I'm going to tell you, you could throw a rock from there, and you could hit the one that was on the corner of Jefferson and the freeway. Jefferson and, I guess, technically the freeway. And that library, it was literally a mile from my house. I went in there twice. You want to know what I went in there to do? To vote. Never went in there to look at books. And if you look at the place, I don't think there's a line of people waiting to get into the library. It's exactly what these people describe. Anyway, I want to cover some stuff quickly because I do want to go back to the shock and awe of Joe Biden and what happened with those guys. Because Joe Biden's, he's in big trouble. This one's real quick. We're going to cover this one. In Louisiana, there's a cop shortage. Governor Jeff Landry, declared a state of emergency due to the severe shortage of police officers across the state. He issued an executive order that lifts limits on how many new employees Louisiana sheriffs can hire and on payroll increases for their departments. Ironically, you know what's going to happen to the cop business, the law enforcement business? They're going to have to give massive incentives to get these people to do these jobs. They're going to have to pay them a much fairer wage. I mean, we talk about teacher pay. And yes, kids are bad. But no matter how bad kids are in school, I'm going to make you a bet that it's not nearly as bad as what cops have to face, is what school teachers do. So cops, by default, and I know this is happening already because one of my friends who's a sheriff in Florida said, Kev, we're offering, $10,000 or more to get people just to come and, they're not giving it to them unless they take the job. But he goes, we're giving bounties. And these are they're not pro football or anything like that, but these are significant bounties. Come work for us, please. But is there enough money to lose your job, lose your livelihood down the road over it? Like a George Floyd situation with that the cop that supposedly had his knee on his neck for a split second? I don't think so. Hey, much more craziness when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A restaurant that refused to serve a former Fox guy. And he used to go there all the time. But the restaurant owner was a lefty and said, oh, you know what, we don't want your kind of business. Well, they shut down. Yep. Bidenomics. Go woke and go broke. Both of them, those two things colliding, you can't stay open. All these people, oh, we're going to do a restaurant where you come in and you pay us what you think is fair. Yeah, right. Let that get out to the homeless. Let that get out to those people that were at the library after they had their sex and sold their drugs. And then you'll get a free meal over here where Lefty, go woke Lefty is, and he's giving away essentially free meals. Oh, you know what? I think this meal is worth about a dollar. Here you go. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you like what you're hearing, man, you got to support us. Please do. Warriors. I got my Warriors. We're building them little by little. I wish I could give you news that, hey, we've added 25, 40 new Warriors this week or today, you know, whatever. They're not coming that fast. But I'll tell you this, they're coming. And every time they do, I feel energized. Thank you. Yes. Because it makes me understand that little by little it's leaking out. There's a thing in marketing called S-curve marketing. You reach a point where enough people hear about you, see you, whatever, and then you shoot through the roof. I'm going to be doing much more media now because we made the decision. We got to get back out there. A lot of people know me. They still do. I still go places and people, hey, man, Kevin Jackson. Or they hear my voice. It depends. And they remember me. They remember my work. And I think I'm flattered, but you know what? I'm not. It's not like, look at me. It's not that. I feel good for you. Because it means that all the things that we are doing, that we're trying to accomplish together, the word is getting out there. That's great. Good stuff. Let me ask you this. Speaking of restaurants, how many times would you have to be robbed before you decided, you know what, I'm done. It's over. 10 times? If you got robbed 10 times, now let me ask my producer, how many times would you have to be robbed before you would stop repeating the pattern? It's like asking, how many hurricanes have to hit the coastline before you go, okay, I'm not putting on any more hurricane shutters. I'm done. I'm not building another retaining wall. Would it be 3 hurricanes? How many times would you have to be robbed going into your house before you go, look, I'm moving. We moving. This restaurant in Seattle, they call it a popular restaurant, has been robbed 23 times. 23 times. This is an article in MyNorthwest.com. Now, don't believe me. MyNorthwest.com. And here's how it reads. A popular Seattle restaurant suffered its 23rd break-in since the defund movement 3 years ago. That's just since 3 years ago in the defund movement. Now, I just reported earlier, if you missed it, if you're a racist and you are not listening to the whole program and you missed last segment, I reported that the state of Louisiana has called an emergency. It's a state of emergency over the lack of police officers. They have said, if you find somebody that can fog a mirror and who has a pulse and wants to come be a cop, please bring them on. And oh, by the way, we're going to lift the amount of money that you need to do to entice them to take these dirty jobs, because you know what? They're going to end up in prison anyway. They're going to mispronoun somebody and we're going to have to put them in jail. Yep. He said this. And the would-be burglar didn't even end up stealing anything. This is the last, it was the 23rd break, and he said the Seattle restaurateur asked not to be named, fearing activists would target him for speaking out. So he's afraid of speaking out his truth about his restaurant being robbed 23 times because the activists, well, what is your problem? He said the last time he tried to bring attention to the crime crisis, he said he suffered an avalanche of negative Yelp reviews. But when you say you've been burglarized 23 times in 3 years, it's hard to stay silent, even in Seattle. He says, I have lost all faith in the city of Seattle, Seattle Police Department, council members, state and local officials. That's what this restaurateur said. Folks, this is Joe Biden's America. But I would love to tell you that's not even the right comment. I don't love to tell you it's Joe Biden's America. It's Democrats' America. It's leftist America. I will tell you that. Because I don't blame Biden by himself. Biden has exacerbated the problem because Joe Biden's inflation, Bidenflation, is making people do desperate things. There's no question about that. But it's not his problem. I'm going to move back to this because I'm not going to be able to talk about it if I don't do it. But I was talking in a previous hour about this Biden cover-up, this story that's been re-brought up by Politico about the Biden family, about Jim Biden. Jim being Joe Biden's younger brother and him bankrupting AmeriCorps, promising something that he couldn't deliver. And here's what they said. On March 1st of 2018, after AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan to James and Sarah's personal bank account. Now, this wasn't in that article. This is me flashing back. James Biden sent a payment of the same amount to Joe Biden for an alleged loan repayment. Now, no matter how hard the media tries to spin this, this money was Joe Biden's payment for services rendered. Now, this lady had spoken about it, and she says that they tried to do that. If you remember during the Hunter Biden thing, they tried to do a sweetheart deal that was going to exonerate him for all these different things, these different, I call them grift. These are illegal business activities that they set up. That's what they were trying to do. And Joe Biden's obviously getting the payment back. But here's the bigger picture. Politico, this whole thing started in 2017. They brought it back up later in the year of last year. And why are they bringing it up again? And the reason I'm telling you is because the fatwa has been issued against Joe Biden. Joe Biden, of course, is going to deny any knowledge, but forget the loan repayment. He's still going to say, well, it was a loan repayment. You can't prove anything otherwise. Because his modus operandi is to deny having any knowledge of his family's business. But it's not going to help. The dogs are out against Joe Biden, and it's for all the things I just reported earlier. It's because they can't get police anymore. Joe Biden says he's now a defend the police guy. His party's a defund the police, but he's a defend the police guy. This story about AmeriCorps, folks, is not new. So Politico is regurgitating what's already been digested. Only months ago, we learned about the loan repayment via these canceled checks. And again, they're doing it. Another story about it. And the reason is Joe Biden's done. I can talk about, I have far too much to talk about today that I could talk about. Just what I have in my docket for today, what we prep for today, I promise you, it's three shows. And all of it points to this. Joe Biden is done. Think about all the shock and awe they try to put over our honors, but still Joe Biden's done.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Mesquite Police Sergeant Curtis Phillips says the student with the gun was wounded. There were no other injuries reported. An expansion of microchip and semiconductor manufacturing in America continues with a new $11.5 billion plant now slated to be built in New York State. It'll go in just north of Albany, New York. Other similar plants have been built all across the country. The chips produced at these plants are considered essential for the modern auto industry, for consumer electronics, and for national defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to read you a couple of headlines, a few headlines here that validate exactly what I've been telling you. Here's one that doesn't bode well for the Democrats. Kamala Harris' approval rating remains low as questions or it says as voices grow for Joe Biden's replacement. The next article says, these are the likely Democratic presidential candidates if Biden drops out. Here's another one. What happens if a presidential nominee drops out of the race? Meet five Democrats who've been floated as possible replacements for Biden. And can Joe Biden be replaced? Senior Democrats face tough questions. These are all articles that have appeared within the last week, and I see the pattern. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So the Democrats have, you know, as I said, every time something breaks against Biden, and we just saw that they've revisited this story about him and his brother on this deal with AmeriCorps, something breaks. Oh, the FBI guy, he lied under oath. That story is nowhere in the news cycle today. Nowhere. You would think if an FBI guy lied on the president, it would stay in the news cycle for a week, 2 weeks. It's gone. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. Get your mind off of whatever was happening at the time, which, of course, was Joe Biden's press conference where he went off the deep end, and of course the five other things that have happened since then that prove exactly what Robert Hur, special counsel, said. Joe Biden's old and demented. So when I read these things, when I see these articles and I see stuff about Joe Biden, and I see Michael Rapaport ranting, going, Trump is on the table. And this is a guy that hates Donald Trump. And then I read an article that goes, Joe Biden closing in on Donald Trump. Joe Biden, he's still the man. Joe Biden's economy is still strong. I think to myself, you people are crazy. They want Joe Biden gone. And the shock and awe is, let me tell you what it's about. The shock and awe is to keep you from remembering or reminding yourself that you were right and they were wrong. It's that simple. If I can get you on this another subject while I get rid of Joe Biden, when I finally get rid of him, I can act like, well, we were going to get rid of him anyway. I mean, we never wanted him in the first place. I told you this with COVID. I told you they will back away from it. Pretty soon, people will just forget about it. You, Remember the mask Nazis? Remember the vaccine Gestapo? Ask them. Go up to them right now and say, hey, by the way, what happened with that? Where's your mask, you mask Nazi? I wish I could go back and confront every single person. I was on a Southwest plane. I told you this. Kid yelling at me. You need to put your mask on. My grandmother could be killed. I go, is she here? No. People lost their minds. And now that sanity has been restored to some degree, go back and ask them, what do you think? These people that got vaccinations, go quiz them. How's your health? How you doing? Ask them, do you feel safe? You and I, we know, the pure bloods, we know there's nothing for us to fear. We know we're going to die one day, but it ain't going to be from that shot. So when you think about all these things, are you concerned about COVID? I'm not. Melissa just got sick. She's got a croup. She sounds like a frog running around here. My son was sick earlier. I didn't get it, thankfully. It kept flirting with me, but it could have been a strain of COVID. But apparently, I'm strong enough to fight it off now. But it ain't because of a vaccination. These people are blatant liars. They don't walk anything back. They take nothing back. And do you think I'm going to let them get away with it? Why do you think I talk about those two women all the time who contacted me telling me, Kevin, you were spreading misinformation? Where are you, ladies? I'm not mad at you. But let me tell you this. If I were spreading misinformation at the time, I would tell you, you know what, ladies? Y'all were right and I was wrong. Neither one of them have sent me a note to say, Kevin, we're sorry. We didn't know. You were right, we were wrong. Or, you know what, the jury's still out, but maybe we were a little too hard on you. Whatever. Now, I know for a fact, anybody that got that shot, you better be worried. And I think it was Nigel Farage who said it best. He goes, what vaccination have you gotten that you, he says, there are old people with 7 booster shots. What vaccination? I don't know about you. I got diphtheria. I got tetanus. What do they call it? The diptet and all that. I got all those shots as a kid. Didn't you guys get them? Chicken pox. You got all these different things. Whatever you got. Did you get more than one? When they gave you a shot, it was done. I remember going to vaccination day in school. And we were all there and I cried. Them kids, ah! They shot you with the needle. And that was it. And we've eradicated diphtheria and whatever, all these other diseases that are out there. But with COVID, you still got to take them. You still got to get boosters. You still got to do all this other stuff. What vaccination have you gotten when you were a kid that you still got to get one and you got to get them 3, 4, 5 times a year? None of them. These people are liars. And the biggest lie has to do with the very president that they are now trying to back and slowly back away from. And I told you what was going to happen. They would tell you, oh, you know, Joe Biden, we support him. Joe Biden, man, he's the man. Oh, okay, well, listen. And I just read you. And I could have Googled down the list and I could get a page of these. I did Biden nominee. That's what I Googled. You can go do it yourself. I Googled Biden nominee. That's what came up. And I get a kick out of it. Every time somebody says that Biden needs to step aside, they do the same thing. They can't dump the guy without reservation. Even Dean Phillips, who has fired all his staff, he's staying in the race. He's the Nikki Haley for Joe Biden. He's staying in the race. And you know what he said? I'm not going anywhere. And he's still sounding the alarm bell. I'm very proud of the work that Joe Biden has done, but there is no I'm proud of the work that Donald Trump has done, but I'm proud of the work that Donald Trump did, period. I hope he gets a second term, period. I'm not happy with what he did with COVID and falling for the left's BS. I'm not happy for the people that he's picked, and I even hear that the new RNC chair is not that great. I'm not happy with Donald Trump's pick of people. But you know what? I don't rely on his people because Trump micromanages. He says, I don't really care what you do. I'll put you in charge. But if I don't like what you're doing, you're out of here. Rex Tillerson. Reince Priebus. Omarosa. Scaramouche, you're out of here. Here's a mind firing somebody. But when these people want to get rid of Joe Biden, well, listen, I think Joe Biden is a terrible guy, but I mean, he's not being effective, but I love what he's done. I mean, well, if you love what he's done, why don't you want him to keep doing it? If he's a brain dead moron, but he's getting done what you want, why don't you? Well, Kevin, he's too old. What does that have to do with anything? If Donald Trump were old and he were feeble and he was still doing the stuff that he did, I'd go, you know what, y'all? I'm not going to complain, because a feeble Donald Trump is better than an intellect a Democrat, which, by the way, that's an oxymoron. Ezra Klein, a columnist and a podcaster for the New York Times, he wants Joe Biden to end his White House bid. And here's what I will tell you. There is nothing new there. The only thing that Ezra Klein did was admit it publicly. He's been saying this for 3 years. I don't know him, but I know that. He's been saying it for 3 years. Many of the people that you're hearing come out, they're saying it. They've been saying it for months, if not years. And the ones that are keeping their mouth shut, they're saying it privately. Trust me. But what they say next always makes me chuckle. Here's what he said. I want to say this clearly. I like Biden. I think he's been a good president. I think he's been a good president. I don't like having this conversation. He said that twice. I think he's been a good president. I'm going to say it again. I want to say clearly that I like Biden. I think he's been a good president. I think he's been a good president. I don't like having this conversation, he says in an episode of his show, The Ezra Klein Show. Yeah. Why'd you say it twice, bro? Were you trying to convince yourself? Why can't you dump Biden? If I'm going to dump somebody, in other words, if I don't like, if I go, man, let me tell you, George Bush, he needs to be gone. And I'm not going to go, you know, I like him, but I mean, I like him, but yeah, right. The man actually repeats, I think he's a good president. I don't believe him. I don't like having this conversation, he goes on to say. This is a very difficult conversation. This very difficult conversation. It is a difficult conversation because you know you've been wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The president taking a cognition test, a cognitive test, as a part of this physical is a legitimate idea, particularly just on the heels of the special counsel report, more polling, as my colleague Selena just mentioned, showing that many American people have concerns about that.
Look, I got this question last week as well, and I'm just going to say what Dr. O'Connor, it's kind of what he said to me about a year ago when the report came out last year, obviously on his physical, which is the president proves every day how he operates, how he thinks, right? But by dealing with world leaders, by making really difficult decisions on behalf of the American people, whether it's domestic, whether it's national security. And so he shows it every day on how he thinks, how he operates.
$1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in.
Sure, Biden proves himself every single day, and that's what scares him. They gave him a bill of health. She mentions his bill of health from a year ago, but doesn't mention his bill of health from now. Do you think Joe Biden would dare take a cognitive test? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I got to tell you, there are many, many more Democrats that are thinking like Ezra Klein, New York Times podcaster and columnist, and he's scared to death. He says, and I know a lot of liberals, a lot of Democrats are going to be furious at me for this show. I think Biden, as painful as this is, should find a way to stepping down, ready? As a hero. As a hero. That had to be tough to admit. Because he knows Joe Biden ain't no hero. He's asking for his hero to step down. Now let me tell you what's happening on the Republican side. The Republicans are fighting their real champion. As the Democrats who pretend that Joe Biden is a hero knows he's a goat. And I don't mean greatest of all time. And they want him gone. And they'll do anything. They'll say anything. And they'll try. They'll make it platitude. They'll put pretty little words around it. I really like him. He's so effective. I mean, he's amazing. Yeah. He goes on to state the obvious, does Ezra Klein. He says, the people whom Biden listens to, Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, Mike Donilon, Ron Klain, Nancy Pelosi, Anita Dunn. These are all leftist heavyweights, which means they're all putzes. He says they need to get him to see this. Biden may come to see it himself, but they need to get him to realize that he's not the guy. He can't do it. And then I love this last part. Klain said the Democratic Party should want to help Biden to be the bridge of the next generation, making reference to what Biden called himself during his 2020 campaign. The party should help him find his way to that, to being the thing that he would be in 2020, the bridge to the next generation of Democrats. Wow, you talk about a bridge too far. This party skipped over Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard. These are people in their 30s and 40s. They skipped over people that were solidly a generation younger than Joe Biden, and he was going to be the bridge. She says, I think the Democrats should meet in August at the convention to do what political parties have done at conventions so many times before, organize victory. I'm telling you, this is as close to getting a Democrat to stating the obvious, because Klein is echoing members of his party as he worries about the damage that Joe Biden is doing to the Democrats. How long can this party blatantly lie and attempt to prop up this pathological lying clown? Democrats pretend that they're lauding Joe Biden's accomplishments. They want you to believe they're firmly behind their guy. It's just his time has ended. He's good. Don't misunderstand us, people. He was amazing. His Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, did exactly the opposite. Well, he can hang his hat on that. They aren't fooling me for a bit. And I don't think they're fooling you either. Democrats know that Biden's been an abject failure. His handling of, well, everything has them panicked. There's a story. I'm not going to talk about it today. But they're contrasting Michigan. What Trump is doing in Michigan, what Biden's doing in Michigan. Here's a spoiler alert. Do you think Biden rallies have energy? Do you think the people that are front and center that are getting prepped for this so-called battleground state, do you think that they're going, boy, that Biden is just really going at it here. We can't contain people. How do you think Trump's doing? Oh, I know. He can't get anybody to show up to his rallies. Nobody cares. They're scared to death, and they have every reason to be. His age has always been and continues to be a major question. But let me just go. I hate to keep doing this to you, but I'm going to spoil it again. His age is not a question. He's too old. And it has nothing to do with the chronology of his age. It has to do with what it's done to him. Joe Biden is 20 years beyond his chronological age. He's 147 for all intents and purposes. His age was only brought to the light. I mean, that's not even the right thing for me to say. That it's only was that Robert Hur, special counsel, brought this thing to the fore. No, he didn't. They knew this. They've always known about it. Democrats were essentially, and I'm going to tell you, this is a profound statement. They were waiting for somebody to give them permission to criticize Joe Biden about his age. And now permission has been granted and the piling on has begun. And I read a series of all these different posts that are starting to come up. What happens if this happens with the president? Should he step down? What if they want to take him down? I mean, you're going to start seeing, and it's already happening because I've only got a week and a half before I've predicted Joe Biden's gone. But I told you what to look for, the signs. And these are the signs. Today, whatever day it is, I will tell you to do this. Go Google Biden's age, take a snapshot of it on your computer, and look at the number of articles that are written about it. Then do it again tomorrow. And do it again the next day. And look at the number of people that are going to be talking about it. And then look at the quality. I don't want to say that because that doesn't mean anything. Look at the so-called, the ones who you maybe thought of as the better, you know, people or better periodicals, New York Times, Washington Post, whatever, which I think are trash. But I'm saying they still have some sway. Look at the leftist publications, I guess is the best way to put it, that will start to talk about Joe Biden's age in a negative way. Do it day to day and watch what I'm talking about. It'll be one article, two articles, three articles, five articles, you're not going to find one. You're going to find many because I've already done it. I've already done it for the day. I've done it a couple days in a row. I already know. So his age is not something new. They've just gotten permission. And he may very well be a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, which is what Hur described him as. But he's going to be exposed as a definite brain damage crook who happens to be very old too. And that may be his get out of jail free card. Trump hating Ezra Klein, New York Times, not the Post, the Times. No amount of platitudes for a job well done by Biden can hide the underlying message of what Klein wrote. Klein is speaking for millions of Democrats, people who have become completely disenfranchised by the Democratic Party. And ask yourself this, given what you've witnessed of Joe Biden's decline, would you fill in the oval in support of Joe Biden for another 4 years if you go into the voting booth? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if it were Trump that we were talking about, I would not give that man 4 more years. Absolutely no way, no how. Democrats know. They can talk about voter suppression. Oh, they don't want black people to vote and they don't want, you know, blah, blah, blah to vote. The biggest voter suppression that the Democratic Party is encountering right now is Joe Biden. And what did he say? Watch me.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.